This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. QNN.
Welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson.
New South Wales looks like it may become the next Australian state to introduce same-sex marriage, with a bill being tabled to the Legislative Council this week. The bill's being submitted by the New South Wales Cross-Party Marriage Equality Working Group. It's expected the bill will seek to create and regulate a new status called same-sex marriage, which constitutional law experts have said would not be inconsistent with the Federal Marriage Act.
Meanwhile, same-sex couples are expected to flock to the nation's capital to get married after the High Court announced it wouldn't hear a challenge on the ACT's same-sex marriage bill until December. Australian marriage equality has, however, angered rainbow community activists after the ACT government made the decision to exclude intersex and trans people from the bill following advice from the chief lobby group. Tony Briffer, the Vice President of Organisation Intersex International Australia, says Australian marriage equality are not representing the entire rainbow community in the push for equal marriage.
AME on Tuesday was, you know, some of them said to me, well, it's okay, if I want to have a same-sex marriage, I can. What they don't understand, and they don't represent intersex, they don't even have an intersex person on their board. Why would I want to deny who I am in order to be able to access marriage? That is the same stupid argument as saying, it's okay, gay people can marry as long as they marry someone of the opposite sex.
There are fears it could only be a matter of time before a highly drug-resistant strain of gonorrhea reaches Australian shores after national STI infection rates were released last Thursday. We've also recorded the second highest number of syphilis cases in history. Associate Professor David Wilson from the Kirby Institute says their National Gay Men's Syphilis Action Plan, which was instigated in 2007, doesn't appear to be working.
And we'd hoped that the epidemic would be in decline from that point, and we started to see the next few years and maybe it's tending towards a decline, but it seems like there's a bit of a false door there. It's really bounced back up again, and really that strategy has not worked.
Overseas now, and people in a small community in Kansas have spoken out in defence of a waiter at a restaurant who was vilified by a group of customers and refused a tip because he was gay. The customers at Carrabba's Grill left a note saying that the service was excellent, but that they couldn't leave a tip because queers do not share in the wealth of God. The fundamentalist Christians also called the 20-year-old a fag, prompting local customer Marvin Baker to offer his support.
I was angry. I said, this is not Christian as I know it. God loves us. God does not advertise or promote hate.
Coming up, gay clubbers in London have been forced to put on their best poker face. Find out why with Jacob after QNN Sport with Tanya Lewis.
Johnny Weir has announced his retirement from figure skating, but will still be commentating at the upcoming Winter Olympics in Sochi. Weir made the announcement on the NBC Today show last week and has been an outspoken advocate for LGBT Russians since the anti-gay propaganda law was introduced. And Warwick Rowing Club in Britain are stripping down for their fifth annual Naked Calendar to raise funds for the gay community. The predominantly straight team wants to thank its gay supporters by donating proceeds to sports allies and educational action challenging homophobia.
We heard so many stories about homophobia. It really motivated us to go and make a difference ourselves.
You're helping a great cause, and you're also helping us maintain our votes.
Thanks, Tanya. And the Mother Monster has given gay clubbers in London a special treat that they probably weren't too interested in. Lady Gaga has stripped down to her birthday suit while performing her new promotional single Venus at popular London gay nightclub GAY ahead of the release of her next studio album Art Pop. To see a photo of Gags showing off her lady bits, follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
And that's what's taking a ride on the LGBTI community's disco stick this week. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman. We'll have more next week.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers, that was QNN.
QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.